Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the text that was read in English as well as in Hmong, John 3:14-21. Familiar text. St. John's Gospel has a very unique nature to it. There is what's called the first part, the Book of Signs, and the second part, the Book of Glory, technically spoken. The Book of Signs, chapters 1 through 12, have their own subparts to them. Two aspects I will highlight from the Book of Signs. Most of the signs that Jesus does follows or is followed by a discourse. Two examples. One is Jesus is healing a man born blind. Then he gives the discourse. That's a sign. And the discourse is that he says Jesus is the light of the world. Chapter 11. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, and you know what follows. The discourse on the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. The second part is the Book of Glory. And for New Testament students and students of the Christian religion, glory, the way St. John uses, is glory on the cross. Chapter 13 begins the path to culminate on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:14-21 is a little John, I will call it. That has also two aspects to it, many others included, but still two aspects to it. There is a sign given in this gospel. Verse 14. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, lifted up, so will the Son of Man will be lifted up, leading to glory. That's a sign. There is a discourse that follows. Everyone all over the world, including some non-Christians, have memorized that discourse. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, the one of a kind Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That's the focus of the entire Bible. That definitely is the focus of the Gospel of John. We could go on and on talking about the Gospel of John. The prologue talks about light and life coming into the world. Already here in the text as we read this, we see that there is a description of light and darkness there. There is a description of people receiving the light in Jesus Christ and also rejecting that light. And we could go on and on with that. But whoever believes in him, whoever acknowledges Jesus Christ as the light of the world, has eternal life. The entire gospel talks about the entire eternal life. And John would say, you know this, if John were to write everything, all the discourses that Jesus had done, and Jesus had performed the signs, there will be no ink and pen to write it. But these are written that you will have, believing in him, eternal life. That is the point of the gospel. That is the point of the gospel. Early on in this chapter, verses 1 and 2, you know that story. Why is Jesus leading his discourse to this lifting up of the Son of Man? He is first encountering a Jewish rabbi, Nicodemus, we know. He had indeed, verse 2 says, seen many signs Jesus had performed. And now he has questions, interpretation of what these signs might be. And Nicodemus knew, Rabbi, calling Jesus, we know that you come from God. Unless God is with someone, he will not be able to do such signs. And the conversation morphs into something deeper. What are these signs? These are signs. The ultimate goal of God coming down into the earth is to demonstrate that he loves them all. And by his love, even love demonstrated on the cross where Jesus would be glorified, he will promise, he will show the world that he cares for them to the extent that he will award them eternal life. John chapter 10 and verse 10 says, I am come that you might have life and have it abundantly. This eternal life, this life in its fullness, this life in its abundance, in the Johannine way, take on a very surprising turn as Jesus rises from the dead and encounters his disciples and tells them in chapter 20 and verse 20, whosoever sins you forgive, their sins shall be forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain, I dare say lock up, they shall be locked up. That is the ultimate sign. The one and only Son, the only begotten Son, the one of a kind Son who knew no sin, became sin to the extent that he would be cursed to die on a cross. Willingly, he will take it up. So he gives up his life on a cross that all who believe in him will have eternal life. What more sign are the Jews and the Gentiles looking for? What greater sign can be given other than the one hanging on a cross? We preached on this text a week ago today. What more sign will ever be given other than looking at the sign and embracing that sign which has already been given in the second person of the Trinity? And there is a sign up here on the altar, a word and a sign together. Pretty soon, Pastor Bodie will go up there and announce that to us. The sign of the bread and wine. The promise of the words given by our Lord himself, the very body and the very blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, all for our life. All of us and the likes of us who eternally trust in the one and only Son of God and his shed blood, that believing in him, we have eternal life. God grant us the faith. God grant us the peace. God grant us the love to share, even as we go out into the world as his witnesses. God be praised. Amen.